Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among the scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the watercourses and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on the rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, but the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. Therefore, says the Lord God to them, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you pushed with flank and shoulder and butted at all the weak animals with your horns until you scattered them far and wide, I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be ravaged, and I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, you that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they will also answer, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you? Then he will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did not do it for one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous will to eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord. As I sat down with the readings from this week, I found myself wondering about a lot of things. Maybe you too find yourself wondering. Here are just some of my wonderings. What a beautiful image Ezekiel offers of shepherds gathering their sheep and providing for them, feeding them, providing good pasture to lie down in. And what a great God, seeking the lost, bringing back the strayed, binding up the injured, strengthening the weak, destroying the fat and strong, serving up justice. Wait a minute. That last part sounds a bit rough. Of course, in ancient understandings, the rich and powerful have gained that wealth and power by consuming that which should be available to the poor. The economy is a zero-sum reality. So when Ezekiel starts talking about judgment against the fat and the strong, the prophet points to ways that they've pushed their way to the front of the line at the expense of others. This is one description of what the reign of God looks like, and it shows deep roots in care for the least among us. So when Jesus offers the capstone of his teachings with the disciples before those final events that lead to his crucifixion and resurrection, his telling of the parable of the sheep and the goats should come as no surprise. In fact, Dirk Lang of the Lutheran World Federation notes on the Working Preacher website that this final teaching is less a parable and more a description. At the final judgment, when the Son of Man, that's a self-reference, by the way, sits on his throne, he will separate people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. I'm reminded of sitting in my pastor's office way back before seminary when he said, "You know, some people act as if there is no judgment." As I recall, the conversation then went on, and there were discussions about people who were claiming grace as a get-out-of-judgment card where they could kind of do whatever they wanted. But there is another feature of how people often think about judgment. Too often, individuals love the idea that judgment will apply to those others whom they believe deserve it. They expect judgment to fall on those they see as being unholy or unrighteous. In a world of white supremacy, then they might think, surely judgment rightly falls on those who are not white. Or in a heterosexist reality, judgment falls on those who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex. Surely God's judgment will fall on those who are not religious enough, they might say. Interestingly, Jesus, and even Ezekiel, is not all that interested in holiness or righteousness measured in those kinds of ways. Rather, Jesus and Ezekiel are more concerned with righteousness grounded in mercy, in care for the neighbor. For Ezekiel, those who push others aside for the sake of getting more for themselves is worthy of destruction. This is a biblical truth that runs as a thread throughout all of Scripture. Jesus brings it home. The sheep who fed the hungry, gave drink to the thirsty, welcomed the stranger, clothed the naked, cared for the sick, visited the imprisoned. These sheep receive blessing and inherit a place in the reign of God. In short, Dirk Lang notes, those who show mercy receive blessing. If you think back to Jesus' first big teaching moment, the Beatitudes, this is a summary. Blessed are the hopeless, and blessed are those who care for them. On the other hand, there are those goats, or in Ezekiel, the fat ones who who, well, didn't. They didn't show mercy. They didn't care for the least of these. Interestingly, Jesus, all right. It's always good when you press the wrong button. Get back to the other place. Jesus also notes that neither the righteous nor the unrighteous are aware. Dirk Lang notes that the unrighteous particularly maybe try to throw it back on the king, on the judge, on God. If only you had better revealed yourself to us, then we would have known and we would have responded. In discussion of this text, at one point, a colleague of mine said, this is Sid Flack, noted that the righteous and the unrighteous are unaware. They haven't been told. They don't know. But we have. We have been told the measure is mercy. We know this. We know that white supremacy is sin and contrary to the gospel. We know that all people are within God's love and grace. That includes the LGBTQIA community. We know that in the reign of God, we are called to care for the least of these among us, the weak, the injured, the naked, the lost, the strayed. We do all this not to earn a place in the reign of God. Rather, we do it because we know that there is a place for the least of these among us in the reign of God. To frame it in the ways that Benedictine spirituality sees it, and the way most, in fact, all Benedictine communities I've ever encountered say, we dare to see the face of Jesus in the other. Indeed, we dare to see the face of Jesus in absolutely everyone we meet.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.